capacity for change, both of ourselves and the world around us. How come we don't always feel like we have infinite capacities? And very often we feel overwhelmed and limited and tied up in knots and bound by the situation, our personalities, our characteristics, our situations, and so on. And the answer is that what we're missing is the element of bittur. Every Jew experiences in their life moments where they experience this capacity for change. Every Jew has moments in their life where they experience this capacity for change, the capacity to go beyond their normal limits. And this is not necessarily something that they worked on. One of the things that we're given in our divine service is sometimes we're given what's called Isarusa de la Ela, an awakening from above, just like in the natural world. Sometimes we see Hashem's intervention and His infinite power expressed through miracles. So too in our own personal spiritual lives, we sometimes see Hashem's intervention, and without any effort on our part, He awakens in us powers that we ourselves don't even know. We can't even imagine that we have. And we're able to make, at least for that moment, some kind of infinite leap, or some kind of significant change, or an aspect of tshuva, which we're able to accomplish at that moment in time. But after a while, it just fizzes out. And then we find ourselves back operating on our normal, limited, finite level. So we get moments of infinity in our life where we see this power for change, and we experience the power to change and to accomplish things beyond our normal limits. And then there are times that we just feel totally locked up and totally limited by our lives and our situations. So how do we connect these two? The way we connect these two in such a way that they work together is through them. To illustrate from an example, using an example of everyday life, especially the times that we're living in, that ever since we have to open our eyes and see the geula all around us, which includes seeing this power to fuse and connect the infinite with the finite. If we look at the world around us, we live in a world where things are happening, constant developments are being made that are totally miraculous. There are things that we take for granted, that if you would approach a person who lived 50, 100 years ago or more, they would be completely incredulous. They would think that you're hallucinating, that you're fantasizing. We talk about jet travel, we talk about the automobile, we talk about and the newest developments in technology, the internet, email. When people were sending mail by Pony Express, okay, they didn't anticipate that one day there would be the building of the railroad and that you'll be able to send mail by rail. And at that time they didn't anticipate that one day there would be the building of airplanes and you'll be able to send airmail. Now, we have the capacity to send email, which means you sit at a computer and you type out whatever message you want. And as long as you have email addresses of whoever you want to send it to, you can send it to anywhere in the world within a matter of seconds and to as many people in the world as you want to, as long as they have access to email. Then they came along and they made it possible to have handheld devices, which now you can send email from any place where you are. You can send and receive your email. It will come to you in your cellular phone. It can come to you in your Palm Pilot. It can come to you in a separate handheld device. So now you can send messages to anywhere in the world with the press of a button. Anywhere in the world where you are, you can send a message to anywhere else in the world. So these developments and changes, which are happening faster and faster, okay? From the Pony Express to the railroad, from the railroad to the airplane, from the airplane to email, these developments are coming faster and faster. And there are two different types of human responses to all of these changes in the world. Some people resist change. They refuse to change. Why? They say, this is the way I am. This is the way I am used to doing things, and I can't change. So, for instance, in the world of business, if you're in business and you're still sending out your orders by Pony Express, you're not going to be doing a lot of business, because people expect their shipment to arrive sooner than a month or two, okay? So, and in some businesses, you have to be able to ship by overnight mail, which we now have the capacity to do. So you have to adjust if you want to be successful and you want to take advantage of the opportunities that are out there. You have to be able to adjust to the changes as they happen, and not only adjust to the changes as they happen, but to really be successful, you have to be able to anticipate the changes before they happen. Because they're happening so fast, you have to be ready for the next development. You have to be on top of what are the newest developments that are yet to come out, even before they happen. Because the world around us is changing so fast. So we're witnessing tremendously miraculous events, and there are two different types of responses. Some people will say, wow, it's unbelievable, it's a tremendous miracle, but I'm technologically challenged, I can't handle it, I can't deal with it, I can't learn these new skills, I can't change, I'm the way I am, it's totally amazing, but it has nothing to do with me. There are other people who take it all for granted. They take it all for granted. But because they take it all for granted, kids who grew up in, or are growing up in these times, because they take it all for granted, they don't appreciate how amazing it is. And because they don't appreciate how amazing it is, very often what ends up happening is they end up using these things for less than positive uses. Because they don't appreciate how amazing it is, how miraculous and wondrous it is, so they treat it as something which is to be taken for granted, and therefore, in many ways, they misuse it, they abuse it, they try to find ways to use the email to send people computer viruses, they use it for all kinds of negative stuff, because they're bored. It's just something that you take for granted. So here you have, so in this example, okay, miraculous change would be the idea of infinite revelation. And there are two responses to infinite revelation. It's infinite relative to me, even though obviously these are developments in a finite world, but relative to me it's infinite because I'm a certain way. And in order for me to receive that, I have to change. And the power of change comes from infinity. So it's infinite relative to me, to my little finite world as I know it. All new changes are, in a sense, the idea of infinite revelation. So the two responses to infinite revelation is, one is to be completely overwhelmed by it. I can't deal with it, I can't handle it, things are changing so fast, I can't adjust, I can't change, I can't handle it. The other response is to make the adjustments and take in each new thing as it comes along. But very often, the problem is that it ends up being taken for granted. This is very similar, just to show how this parallels the idea of infinite revelation. We have a very similar situation with the Jewish people in the desert. Jewish people are wandering around in the desert. And this miraculous bread falls out of the sky every morning. This miraculous bread falls out of the sky everywhere. So the first day, it's like amazing, unbelievable. It's like, why? Bread falling out of the sky. You can taste any taste that you want with it. It's amazing. It's unbelievable. It's mind-blowing. Then it falls the second day, and a third day, and a year goes by, and 5 years, and 10 years, and there are new children being born, and in a world where bread falls from the sky. They were born that way. They don't know any other kind of bread. They only know bread that comes from the sky. So you have two problems here, right? Now, well, these people are living with these tremendous miracles. And every time something happens to them, they start to wish. There's no water. There's no water. So now they have a well that travels around with them. There's this rock with a well and it travels around with them. And you start thinking, you know, and that's just normal life. Bread falls from the sky. You're born with your clothing grows with you. The clouds do the dry cleaning. The water travels around. This is normal life. So you have two responses, right? So we're talking about infinite, miraculous revelations of Hegel. So you have two responses. One response is that it's so amazing, it's wow, it's unbelievable. And then I find myself in the next situation that I can't, and I'm stuck again. I'm stuck. What do we do now? There's no water. What do we do now? This problem, that problem. Then you have the other type of problem. I grew up with it. All I know is bread from the sky. All I know is water. There's a well that travels around with you. All I know is clothes that grow with you. I'm bored. Give me some meat. I'm hungry, I'm bored, what's with all this? Give me something else. So what happens is, you have two problems. Either you can't adapt to the new change, it's too overwhelming, it's too relaxed, and therefore when you count the next situation which requires you to adapt, you can't handle it. Because you haven't adapted really to the old change. It's just there, but that's it. You never really internalized. It never really became a part of your life. It's still like miraculous. You're still checking every morning, is bread going to fall today? Because you never really adjusted. You never really adapted. So it's part of your life. You experience it every day, but you didn't make the real adjustment and change. The other type of person has the opposite problem. For them, it's not an adjustment. For them, it's not a change. For them, it's normal. So they don't even realize. To them, this is normal. This is everyday life. This is what's to be expected. It's so internalized. It's so much a part of their life that they don't appreciate how infinite it is. So you can be in a situation where you're experiencing infinity. The problem is you can't relate it to your finite life. Can't relate it to your everyday life. It's still too amazing. It's still too unreal. You can't adapt. You can't change. You can't adjust. The other problem you could have is that infinity has become such a commonplace occurrence to you. It's so much a part of your life that you no longer appreciate how infinite it is. And therefore, you also don't really relate to it, and you don't appreciate it. So internalizing the infinite, with connecting the two realities would mean that on the one hand, I'm able to relate to a world and deal with a world in which bread falls from the sky every day, water travels, and well travels with me. At the same time, I'm able to relate to a world in which certain things appear not to change. Certain things, I encounter new difficulties. I encounter new difficulties, it's not a problem. Because I can always tap in to the next infinite revelation. I'm not complaining, I'm not worried, I'm not concerned. Because I know that whatever is needed at that time, I can tap into the next infinite revelation, the next miraculous revelation. So I appreciate, on the one hand, I'm able to appreciate how miraculous it is. On the other hand, I'm able to adapt and adjust it to my everyday life. You have to be able to do both. So, similarly, in our breathing session, a person has moments where they feel tremendous ability to change, and they're able to make tremendous leaps in their divine service, and do an unbelievable tshuva, and connect to Hashem in a way that's way beyond their normal capacity. Everyone has moments of inspiration. The problem is that it's so amazing, and so not me, that when that moment of inspiration passes, and I fall into a rut again, I'm like, I'm desperate, I'm lost, I don't know what to do. I'm stuck. At that moment I was flying, when I come down I'm stuck again. I get stuck all over again. So we have to be able to internalize that infinite capacity for change. Which means that you have to be able to make that part of your everyday life. You have to be able to adapt and change every situation. You have to be able to serve Hashem b'chol mida u'mida shehu ma'idid la. If this time and this situation calls for this response, I'll give this response. If it calls for a different one, then it's a different one. Because I can relate to and I've internalized that capacity for change which I experienced at that moment of inspiration. The key to this is bitter. The key to be able to change, to adapt, to adjust, on the one hand. To be able to make, to adapt and adjust. To, on the one hand, appreciate how the power that I have to adapt and adjust and change comes from Hashem. Does it come from me? And yet, to make that power so much a part of me that I'm able to use it and apply it in everyday situations, in every finite area of my life, I'm able to make it a part of my everyday life, of all the activities, the finite limited activities that I'm involved in. To be able to do both, recognize the source that it comes from above. It's not my own power. It's not one. On the other hand, to be able to make it yours, that I have access to that power and I'm able to use it all the time, not just in special times and special moments when it comes as a gift from above. To be able to recognize the gift, the infinite power that comes from Hashem, and at the same time be able to use it, to utilize it in your everyday life and in every situation that you encounter, instead of each new situation being, oh no, now I'm stuck. Look back and say, one second, I was able to get out of that situation and that situation and that situation. I had the power to make the changes, to make the adjustments. So I've been given that same power to now deal with this situation. So to be able to take those experiences of where those moments where you experience your infinite capacity for change and make it part of your finite everyday life, and use it to deal with the finite everyday situations, what you need is bitter. Not to get stuck in the rut of it's all miraculous, and therefore in each new situation I can't adjust. Because it's all just happening to me, and I have no control over the situation, I'm completely lost. And in order not to get stuck in the other trap, which is I just take it for granted, and therefore I don't appreciate it for what it is, what the ingredient that combines these two, makes it possible to be both at the same time, infinite and finite. Infinite means to be tapped into and connected to that infinite power for change that every Jew has been given through the Torah, through Moshe Rabbeinu. Be able to tap into that infinite power for change, and yet to be able to use it and apply it in everyday life, in everyday situations, in everyday finite, limited situations and circumstances in your life, in ingredient that holds those two together is bitter. Because you are living the paradox. On the one hand, I have infinite powers because they come from Hashem. I myself am a finite being, and therefore I don't have the capacity. I have been granted these infinite powers from Hashem which enable me to check myself and the world around. Okay? Sometimes I feel those powers coming from Hashem, sometimes I don't. So to be able to feel those powers coming from Hashem all the time, and yet to be able to apply them to each and every individual finite situation that you find yourself in, that comes from physics. You have incorporated within yourself the capacity for both, to be experiencing infinite revelation, infinite power for change, and utilizing it and operating that, to internalize it, to become a part of you. You're able to use it and apply it in everyday life and everyday situation, and reveal it within the finite. This is what it's meant when we say that every Jew on the one hand has the capacity to serve Hashem on an infinite level, and they have also the obligation to serve Hashem on the finite level. The ultimate is the fusion and bonding of the two. Rebbe says, how do you tap the infinite? The only way to really tap the infinite, to reveal it, and then to internalize it, is specifically through the finite. When is bread falling from the sky? An infinite revelation. When you live in a world where bread normally comes from the earth. If you live in a world that there's no specific rule, bread can come from anywhere. Nothing unique about bread coming from the sky. It's only unique when you live in a world where normally bread comes from the ground. When you live in a world where normally bread comes from the ground, then bread falling from the sky, that's a revelation of an infinite power. On the other hand, if you live in a world in which there are no rules, in a world of infinite possibilities. So, there are no finite rules. There's nothing to define the world. So, but specifically when you live in a finite world, with finite rules, which don't change, the rules are bread comes from the earth. When you experience bread from the sky, that's when you experience a revelation of the infinite. So it's specifically somebody who was born with wealth. Somebody who's born with wealth, very often somebody who grew up in poverty and then is given great wealth, they can't handle it. You have many situations, people win the lottery and their lives fall apart because they can't handle it. They grow up a certain way, they're not able to adapt and adjust to their new situation. So they just end up continuing being a poor people with lots of money. Poor people with lots of money are dangerous to themselves and to others. Then you have the opposite type of person who grew up in wealth. He grew up in wealth and takes it for granted. He doesn't appreciate it. He throws his money around. He takes it for granted. So he has the opposite problem. What is the ultimate situation? The ultimate situation is somebody who experienced poverty, knows what it's like to do with it, and yet did not get locked into becoming a poor person. They are just a person who is currently experiencing poverty, and they don't let that poverty limit them. The limit does not allow his poverty to limit him. So when you experience the limitations of karma, and you're able to overcome the limitations of karma, so that means you've had both. You've experienced the limitation. Within your limited situation, you've developed the ability to transcend your situation. It's called Lamentary Mitechai. And he's Sefer Lamda Mitechai. Such a person, when they will be given wealth, they will also continue to learn and to use it properly. But you have people who sometimes, because they're in poverty, that while they're in poverty, they behave one way, and then as soon as they get money, they go wild, they go crazy, they fall apart. You have people the other way. So, again, using wealth as the in the analogy, as the marshal for infinity, and poverty as the marshal for the finite, it's specifically through experiencing the finite, and through experiencing the limitations of the finite, and using your power to overcome those limitations, that you're now able to take and receive the infinite revelation, to receive that wealth and utilize it and apply it correctly in your everyday life and your everyday situations. You're able to receive the revelation, internalize it. On the one hand, you'll constantly appreciate the wealth because you remember what it's like to be without. On the other hand, and therefore your experience of poverty is helping you now, your limitations of the past is helping you appreciate the situation that you're in now, because you once experienced poverty, you appreciate the wealth. On the other hand, because you once experienced poverty, you're now able to receive that wealth and utilize it and make it a part of your life and utilize it in proper and appropriate ways. The Rebbe says, at the time of the ultimate redemption, we will have, be able to serve Hashem without any limitation. On the other hand, the Rebbe says, we'll still take along with us the aspect of serving Hashem in limited finite circumstances. Because there's an advantage, specifically through our internalizing this capacity for change in situations where change seems impossible. Change seems difficult. By encountering each one of those situations, tapping into that infinite capacity to change, and transcending those situations, that even as we find ourselves in a time when we no longer have those challenges, we no longer have those limitations, yet it's specifically those experiences, the appreciation of them, is Oitcha Hashem ki anachtavi. I will thank Hashem for having imposed on me those limitations and putting me in those situations. Because it is specifically through having gone through those limitations and those situations that I have been able to experience change in an enduring way, a change that has become internalized, a part of me, and yet allows me to approach and handle new situations as they come up. The Rebbe says that, therefore, this is the answer to the question. The person who says, I'm a limited being, and I have my situation imposes many limitations on me. How is it that I could be told that I'm responsible to bring about the revelation of Mashiach? The Rebbe says quite the opposite. That specifically is the process of bringing about the revelation of Mashiach. The situation, the process of bringing about the revelation of Mashiach is being a finite, limiting situation, in using the power which is given to us by Moshe Rabbeinu, and in every generation, Moshe Rabbeinu of that generation, the power of Moshe Rabbeinu Tzadik Nisina, that through Bittul, we can achieve the ability to take the power to overcome and transcend each and every one of those situations, and therefore utilize, make that power of change part of our life, and make it a part of our lives in such a way that we can approach each and every situation, each and every part of the world, and complete the process of changing ourselves and changing the world in a way that change is enduring and permanent, which is what Geula actually is, feeling the infinite potential in the finite world, which we should see fully revealed.